Let's bring him in now. One of the stars of BET's hit series, The Quad, actor Jake Allen. Jake, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. And Jake, let's get right down to it. You're doing big things on BET's hit series, The Quad. Now, you play a quarterback, Bojan, at the fictitious HBCU, Georgia A&M. Talk about your character.
Well, my character, as you can probably tell from the name, is from the Deep South. He's from a small town in Texas. And he was one of those big-time five-star recruits in high school, one of those guys that had D1 offers from every school across the country. But towards the end of his high school career, he was having some anger issues, some personal problems going on with his family. And he makes a bit of a mistake and ends up getting blacklisted from all the big D1 kind of powerhouse football schools. And Georgia A&M kind of takes a last chance on him, gives him a last opportunity to keep his football career going. And so for my character, the show starts with me kind of showing up on campus and trying to fit in at the school and on the team.
So let me ask you this. I heard somewhere that you didn't know about about HBCUs before this show. Talk about that.
Not really, no. I mean, I remember getting the script, and on the title page, it kind of had a little description of HBCUs and, you know, how many African-Americans have attended them and kind of the history about them all. And I knew about predominantly black schools and things like that. I knew they existed, but I didn't know the history behind it all. I didn't know, what I've learned now is kind of HBCU culture. So for me, which was amazing, as especially playing a character who was in the exact same boat, for me, for Jake Allen, the actor, got to learn about HBCUs, while at the same time, Bojan, who also has no idea what a HBCU is, coming from this small town in Texas, he's kind of learning about the HBCU culture too. So it's cool.
So what are your thoughts on the HBCU culture? I mean, obviously it's something new to you. How do you feel about it? You have a greater appreciation for it?
Oh, most definitely. I was mad because I didn't get to go. We had an off day and everyone was going to Morehouse because we shot a lot of the first season on Morehouse campus, and we shot right during homecoming weekend. And okay. So when we had an off day, everybody, all the cast and crew, was going to go down to Morehouse Stadium and go see a real, you know, HBCU Saturday afternoon football game with the band and all that good stuff. And I had I can't remember what my schedule was, but I basically had to stay and prepare for my scenes that were, like, shooting the next day.
Okay.
And I saw so many pictures and, like, social media videos. It looked like so much fun. But but I did get to experience a little bit of it because my roommate on the show, Miles Stroder, actually went to Morehouse.
Okay.
So he kind of got to take me around a little bit. And I like to say he kind of guided me through the HBCU culture, you know?
For sure, for sure. We're talking to one of the stars of BET's hit series, The Quad, actor Jake Allen. And Jake, I got to ask you this now. The ratings, they're good, which is a good thing for everybody. And I think one of the reasons that the ratings are good is because you guys are not afraid to touch controversial issues, whether it's racism, whether it's sexual assault, whether it's all those things. You guys are not afraid to tackle those issues. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I like to say that instead of going around an issue or pretending they don't exist, we go right at them. And that's real life. You know, a lot of these things like really exist, especially on college campuses. You know, obviously sexual assault is a worldwide issue,
for sure,
but very particularly on college campuses, it seems to be something that is just happening too much. You know, I think the statistic is that one out of five girls has been a victim of sexual assault. So just to know that at all, you know what I mean, is something that we were actively going to try and touch on. And, you know, I know, especially last night, in last night's episode, we really dive into the sexual assault in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we were live tweeting and things like that, it really touches you when girls and guys reach out and say, hey, thank you so much for doing this show. You know, I've been a victim, or I know someone who has, or I can really relate to that issue or this issue, you know, on HBCU campuses, but just on college campuses everywhere. Definitely. You know, whether it's an HBCU or not, these are issues that are going on in any campus.
For sure. So you're a guy now that played a little quarterback in high school, also played some quarterback at Cornell. We know who you are as an actor, but who is Jake Allen, the quarterback?
Okay. You know, I played receiver at Cornell.
Okay.
So I gotta make that that side note, because that was one of the things when I got onto the show. I was like, I played receiver. I'm gonna have no problem with quarterback. Now I have a much stronger respect for quarterbacks. I grew up in Dallas, and you can't grow up in Dallas and not play some football. And I don't think I would have been able to graduate high school if I couldn't throw a pretty good spiral. I don't think they would have let me out of Texas. So it really is a part of your culture growing up. And I remember talking with Rob Hardy, who directed the pilot. And when we were talking about the football and how the football choreography was going to go, and how he really wanted to do it like gritty. You know, I don't know if you've seen the pilot, but they really like get in the huddle, you know, so you can see the spit flying, right, and hear the yelling and all that, all the sweat and the dirt, you know. And
for sure.
I remember telling him, I'm like, I got a lot of friends back in Texas that are going to be watching this show. And like, if this football stuff isn't fire, I'm going to, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to go back to Texas. So that I tried to put as much pressure on him as I could, but I think we came out with a great result.
So you think it was fire?
I think it was fire.
Okay. All right. So I see your bio, and as you said, you are a Dallas kid. That probably means, obviously, that you are a Cowboys fan. You know, the year didn't end too well. Talk about that.
Tough to watch. I was watching I watched that Packers game with a couple of my castmates, and it was it's hard because the Cowboys, they're so, I mean, I tell you what, you talk about good drama, talk about television and how our show has great drama. Oh my God, the Dallas Cowboys, they're a walking drama show, you know? So it's definitely, it hurts your heart when they lose in such dramatic fashion. You know what I mean?
For sure.
But at the same time, I have to say, just because I am a diehard Cowboys fan, to see us come back, I think from like 18 points, and to see, you know, our new quarterback Dak, like, especially, I don't, you know, if you remember the 2-point conversion, like,
yes,
at crunch time brings you back 18 points, and then wants the ball himself on the 2-point conversion, you know, takes a big hit to go in for the 2-pointer, like that. Even though we lost, and I don't get me wrong, I'm like, I want Super Bowls for Big D. Like, that's all we care about. But to see that was definitely like, we're going to be okay for the next decade. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like good things, you know?
For sure. But here's one thing I'll say.
It hurt.
I know you were hurting, but I was kind of happy.
Oh,
lifelong Eagles fan. So I was good for, you know, what happened. But let me say this. Obviously, Dak Prescott looks like he's for real. Elliott looks like he's for real. But there are no guarantees in football. Anything can happen. Injuries happen. Stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
But end of the day.
That's the beauty of the game,
You feel like you guys are going to get a Super Bowl at some point, at some time, during the Prescott era?
Yes.
Okay. Guaranteed.
Oh, I mean, you just said you can't guarantee anything in football, but I believe it. I mean, you're right. Don't get me wrong. You're right. But if you're going to be a fan for a team, you got to be all in, you know? I noticed 2 years ago when we were having a real sour year, I would still wear all my Cowboys gear around, you know? I got a couple caps and t-shirts and stuff like that, or wear my t-shirt to set or whatever. No one really said anything to me. Then last year, we have a, what was it, 11-game winning streak, something like that?
Something like that.
All of a sudden, a lot of people were coming up to me. Yeah, go Cowboys. All right. Yeah, man. I'm like, where were you guys last year, man? So that's, you got to be all in with your team. That's why I respect, I don't know if you're from Philadelphia or what.
I am.
But like, yeah, okay, there you go. Exactly. Like, am I an Eagles fan? No, of course not. But do I respect someone born and raised in Philadelphia that's going to go for the Eagles? Of course.
Definitely. And actually, that is actually a pet peeve of mine. If you are born in Dallas, if you're born in Philadelphia, if you're born in San Francisco, you like the 49ers. You're born in Dallas, you like the Cowboys. You're born in Philly, you like the Eagles. I totally agree with you. A person like that has loyalty issues. Don't trust a person like that.
Exactly. It tells you something bigger about them, right?
For sure. For sure.
Exactly. I will say I was a little nervous when I was going in for all the castings for the quad. I think I went in like maybe 6 or 7 times over a 2-month period to try and win this Bojan role. And Rob Hardy, who's one of the creators and, as I was saying, one of the directors on the show, he's like big time football guy. And I got some Dallas Cowboys like personalized sneakers that I wear sometimes. And I would rock those to the auditions. And then eventually I met Rob, who's a Philly guy, born in Philly, Eagle, you know what I mean? Rocks Eagle sweatshirts and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, if I don't get this role because I'm a Cowboys fan, oh, that's going to sting. But I think he had the same thoughts as you. It was like, you're from Dallas, you know, you can go for the Cowboys, you know? And Bojan's from Texas, so I think it was cool.
For sure. And the thing is, unfortunately, not your fault, of course, but there are a lot of Cowboys fans who live not in Dallas, who are not from Dallas, who are not from Texas. They are the worst Cowboys fans ever. The worst.
It's true. I even notice sometimes when I'm talking to people, and they're like, yeah, I love the Cowboys, you know, and like, I love what Tony Romo is doing this year. And I'm like, Dak Prescott started the last 7 games. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, so I see what you mean, man.
We're talking to one of the stars of BET's hit series, The Quad, actor Jake Allen. So, Jake, let me ask you this. Obviously, doing big things with The Quad, but you got some other things out there going on. You got a movie coming up, Overexposed. That's going to be coming out soon. You play a lead role there. Talk about that.
Yeah, we shot I just finished that movie last weekend, actually. We shot the film Overexposed in Oklahoma. It's a kind of a small town murder mystery. And so we shot in this small town of Guthrie, Oklahoma, which you probably haven't heard of, but that's kind of the point. And it actually also tackles the issue of sexual assault and what it can lead to. So kind of, you know, it shows like the terrible aftermath, you know, kind of the terrible aftermath of it rather than like what leads up to it. And so we dive into that, and we shot that for the past month in Oklahoma, and it was actually directed by my older brother, Connor Allen. So it was a cool experience. First time working as a actor-director duo, so it was really, really exciting for me.
So this whole thing runs in the family.
Absolutely, yeah. I started acting, when I was in college, I wasn't acting, I was just playing football. You know, I just want to play for the Cowboys. That was pretty much all I thought about.
Okay.
And when I was in college, I went to one of the pre-productions of one of the movies my brother was directing. So I went when they were doing the casting for it. And when you do the castings, you always need a reader to read with these auditioning actors. So I volunteered and got to see like all these amazing actors come in and like perform, do their art. And it really reminded me of football, you know, the way people, you know, just came in and shined, you know, and there's that entertainment aspect of it that I love. And so I went right when I got back to college, I started taking classes.
Allen's, man, big time up and coming.
Yeah, we're trying, man.
Yeah. You guys doing it big right now. So obviously,
absolutely,
the quad overexposed. What else you got out there?
Man, honestly, I've been grinding so hard on the quad and overexposed, I haven't even had time to like sleep in my own bed in the past 4 months, I think. So I'm looking forward to the next week. I just got back to Los Angeles, so I'm looking forward to honestly just doing more great interviews like this to keep spreading the good word about the quad and overexposed, and continuing to help out, you know, with a lot of the issues that we face on the show. You know, we take a lot of pride in, we're an entertainment show. We're a fictional drama, but the issues that we talk about are real. And so we're just trying to do our best as a cast and as a production team to talk about those issues in the media and in our everyday society, you know? So I'm going to be kind of doing that circuit for the next couple of weeks.
So let me ask you this now. Again, the quad off to a big time start. The ratings tell us that. The people tell us that. It's really resonating mm-hmm. with the public. And we saw the first four episodes, and the first four episodes have been big time. What can we expect moving forward?
I would say you can continue. Like, what's amazing about the first 4 weeks is that, and what I'm proud of, is we were able to get those exciting moments and those dramatic pieces and great cliffhangers and things like that. But in those first 4 weeks, you really learn about all the characters and like their backgrounds. So for instance, with my character, you really, in those first four episodes, you start to understand like where he's come from and who he is as a person. So in these next couple weeks, when you see the drama start to get bigger and bigger things start to happen on the show, since you know the characters so much well, so much better, I think all that's just going to hit so much bigger for the audiences. So that's what I'm most excited about.
All right. So fans, make sure you check this man out each and every Wednesday on BET, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central on BET. That is the quad. And also, hit this man up on Twitter, JakeAllen85. Also on Instagram, JakeAllen85. And support all the great things going on with Jake Allen, and support all the great things going on with the quad. Jake, end of the day. Do you Cowboys get it done next year? I know you kind of guarantee it. Next year doesn't happen?
Hell yeah, baby. Hell yeah.
Okay. All right.
Everybody keeps saying in the offseason, I mean, this is what they say every year, but every year they go, the Cowboys they're one piece away. They're one, you know, one player away. If we could just get this free agent, then the Cowboys would get over that hump. I don't think they're missing any players. I think it's just a matter of coming through, you know, of winning those big moments that in the past decade we seem to lose on. You know what I mean?
All right.
I think that's all it is.
So the answer is hell yeah.
I'm a born and raised Dallas kid. You know, I have to say that.
I will say this. I am happy with Carson Wentz, and I feel like, end of the day, Carson Wentz is better than Dak Prescott. But we'll see how that happens.
That's a whole nother interview, man. I'll tell you what, I will say he has a rocket.
Yes.
I will give him that. I don't think there's a strength of arm competition there. But what about like Dak's heart and leadership? Don't you think he has that intangible quality over a lot of the other quarterbacks?
He does, but don't get me wrong. To be a rookie and do what he did last season is incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then you talk about that playoff game. He wasn't the reason they lost the playoff game. The defense was the reason. He did what he needed to do in that particular football game. But here's what I say about Carson Wentz. Here's what I say about Carson Wentz. He didn't have what Dak Prescott had. He didn't have a big-time wide receiver in Dez Bryant. Didn't have a big-time running back in Ezekiel Elliott. He didn't have that. Once he gets that,
the O line.
Yes, that the O line as well.
You think unstoppable? Yeah. who are the Eagles going to get? You think they'll get Cooks? I mean, they need some help at wide receiver, right? Don't you think? I mean, they did not get it done last year.
No, they most definitely need a number one wide receiver. Maybe it's Cooks. I mean, if the price tag isn't too high, I think Cooks is definitely an option. Maybe Alshon Jeffries. I mean, we'll see. Ooh. We'll see what they do. But, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, they got to do something. And hopefully they'll do a quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yeah. Well, I'll be interested to see then, you know, if and when the Eagles do get a couple of those pieces around Carson Wentz. I'll be eager to see that rivalry continue. I think, nonetheless, I think the next decade, the rivalry between Dak and Carson is going to be phenomenal to watch.
For sure.
I think it's going to be back and forth, man. That's what I'm excited for.
Can't wait. So we need to have this conversation.
Out the best in each other.
Definitely. Yeah. We need to have this conversation sometime in October, November, and you know, right. We'll see where they stand at that point.
Okay. Stand by my team, man.
Okay. All right. So the Cowboys Super Bowl champions in 2017.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds good. Jake, absolute pleasure, man. Wish you nothing but the best of luck with the quad and all the things that you're doing out there. Would love to do it again.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man. Wednesday nights.
For sure. Take care.